Did you really read all those books, or is it just to make an impression?
My sisters love those books. I really think you might like them. And I'm willing to be directed as well.
والكافي تهذيب استبصار من لا يحضره الفقير.
How much are you familiar with the books in the bookshelves of the Muslim libraries in the world?
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on RIB English Radio with Brother Hussein, a book lover and a student of Tarbiyat Mudarris University of Tehran.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. To all our brothers and sisters out there, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You are listening to IRIB English Radio broadcasting from Iran. The program is Bookshelf. Is it ever too late to seek wisdom? I certainly don't think so. But wisdom doesn't simply come by reading books. You need to think about what you're reading. You need that magical click in your brain where a wisdom or deep understanding sinks into your deep beliefs. We've all experienced that moment of sudden enlightenment, but it's not sudden. That moment is the result of hours, weeks, months, maybe even years of our brain working on a project, and the click is the moment we reach a result. When reading, pause, review what you read, think about it, then let it just sit there in your mind, and pull it out from time to time to ponder and contemplate on it. Then the magic happens. Religious texts, especially invocations and prayers that have been transmitted to us from the Prophet and our Imams, are embedded with wisdom. I bet you've also realized that, unfortunately for most, prayers are words that they quickly read and pass by, as if it's a pronunciation test. Well, next time, pick up one of the reliable invocations in your copy of Mafatih al-Jannah or the internet, and instead of pronouncing the words, study the text. Pause, review what you read, think about it, then let it just sit there in your mind and pull it out from time to time to ponder, contemplate, and then wait for the magic to happen. You don't have to postpone studying a dua until its due date arrives again. The wisdom is always there. It just needs your attention. You're hearing this program at a time when we are well past Ramadan, but it's still not too late to study the duas and take in the teachings. Stay tuned. You're back on IRIB English Radio broadcasting from Iran. The program is Bookshelf. On this program, we always talk about authors and their books, but wisdom doesn't have to come from the conventional books we have nowadays. Wisdom can also be found in prayers and invocations that have been transmitted to us from our prophets and imams. It's true that du'as have a due time, like Ramadan du'as are originally meant for Ramadan, but take a look at the du'as. They are texts that can be recited any time of the year. Take a deeper look. They are texts filled with wisdoms and guidance for our life. Ramadan du'as are not bonded exclusively to Ramadan. You can seek the wisdoms any time of the year. Today's book is called Manifestations of the All-Merciful by Abu Muhammad Zain al-Abidin, published by Tabligh Center of KSI Jamaat. The Tabligh Center of KSI Jamaat is a subordinate organization of the Khoja Ithna Ashariya World Federation, which dedicates itself to serving Muslims by pulling them out of impoverishment and supporting the dissemination of Islamic knowledge. Many manifestations of the All Merciful by Abu Muhammad Zainul Abidin is a commentary and reflection on the first portion of the supplications recited daily during the month of Ramadan, that begins with the Allahumma adkhil ala ahli al-qubur as-surur, or Allah, give happiness to the people of the grave. The book is 178 pages, and the contents are basically just the various parts of this dua. Alright, let's take a short break, and we'll be back with an excerpt from this book.
7 barometric pressure.
We come to you, and oh God, knowing that thou art our only King.
Stay tuned to the program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran, and this is Bookshelf. We're about to read an excerpt from the book Manifestations of the All-Merciful. I'm going to be reading the chapter, O Allah, clothe every unclothed one. Now, first, the chapter begins to explain the whole idea of clothing and its significance, but then there's an interesting development with the title, the inner attire. Remember I talked about wisdoms in the beginning of this program? This title caught my attention, so let's read it together. If you want to read with us, it's on page 28. The inner attire. Having spoken about this great blessing, Almighty Allah transports the reader to a very important truth, which, if neglected, would cause extreme regret. He reminds the human being that he is not just composed of the material body to need the material attire only. Rather, the inner attire is of fundamental significance. In other words, in the words of the Quran, that is the better, Allama Tabatabai in his Al-Mizan has a beautiful explanation about this. In order to indicate the gravity of the situation of the pain that the human being experiences when his shameful deeds are displayed, he says, except that the pain experienced with the appearance of the inner blemishes is more intense. Other verses of the Holy Quran clearly explain the calamity of the situation. Look at the verses below. Chapter 86, verse 9. The day when the secrets shall be made manifest. Chapter 3, verse 30. On the day that every soul shall find present what it has done of good and what it has done of evil. It shall wish that between it and that evil was a long distance. Chapter 3, verse 192. O Lord, surely whomsoever you place in the fire, you have indeed disgraced him. Therefore, when uttering this verse of the supplication, we should try to think whether we are among those who are spiritually unclothed or not. If we are, then we should seek divine help to establish taqwa within ourselves so that we do not face that ignominy which is so intense to bear.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
When I was reading this book, I really enjoyed this twist, which I didn't expect, which was that it would go deeper into the du'as, and it would give a new approach about what we are reading. So if you're looking to learn how to study the du'as, I do recommend this book. If you missed the program, we introduced Manifestations of the All-Merciful by Abu Muhammad Zainul Abidin, which you can download from al-islam.org. Till next week, and a lot of contemplation. From me and the whole team on Bookshelf, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.